Something for the weekend on Saturday. I have been following an Instagram account for a while now and I just think it's brilliant. Sensory Barbers in Inchicore. It's called Cut and Fun. And Maggie, who is one of the barbers, is on the line. Now, you might kind of be thinking to yourself, why on earth is Trina doing an interview with a barber? And I'll tell you exactly why. This is a very different kind of place, isn't it, Maggie?
Yes, it's very different.
Okay. It's a sensory barber. So you're looking after children who are on the spectrum, specialising in haircuts for them. And I know you're trained in autism awareness as well. I would imagine, like, for most children, getting a haircut is an ordeal. Never mind if you've a child who's on the spectrum, this can be terrifying for them.
Yes, yes. Some of the children are finding it very, very difficult and very scary.
So what is it that you do there? How do you calm these children and make them feel at ease? I do have a pal who goes to you and she's always recommending you on Instagram, saying that it's a completely different experience.
Yes. Yes, well, it's a great way of interacting with children in our shop. We just meet them where they are. We just totally understand what they feel. Mm-hmm. And that's the winner in here, you know.
Yeah.
And our sensory rooms, because we have two beautiful sensory rooms, they are great distraction for the children. So the moment when they come in the barbers, they have to kind of like make their way through the main barber shop, which they can't even notice most of the times, because right in front of them is that beautiful, colorful sensory room, and they're just going straight for it.
Okay, they're so focused on getting into the sensory room. So what an amazing idea. This is something that you obviously thought out long and hard about, how to make this different and how to make it comfortable for these children.
Yes, the entire idea about sensory rooms came right after lockdowns. We always had many children with sensory difficulties, but the haircut started to be a challenge after barbershops were closed and haircuts were not available to them, and the routine was changed, and not having haircut for a year was just kind of like back to square one, and the children were very, very anxious about it. So we talked a lot with the parents and listening to what would they like to see for their children. And we ask children the same questions, what they would love to see in the barbers and so on. And so gradually we were building the rooms up to the level we have them now.
Yeah.
And we still keep asking children, what would you like to see next time and stuff like this. So we just keep updating our rooms for them.
And I mean, with little boys, they need to get haircuts all the time. So if you were going to a barber's and your child has sensory issues and they found it to be very difficult, I mean, the thoughts of going to a barber's every few weeks would be just awful. So knowing that you can go back to a place, you know, every few weeks and they're going to be fine and they're at ease. And I would imagine a lot of the children look forward to going to get the haircut now.
Yes, yes. So the parents tell me that children are always excited. Let's go to play with Maggie. Let's go to Maggie's rooms. My friend Maggie and all that. So they're not saying they're going for a haircut. The haircut just happens.
Yes.
When they are playing with us in the rooms. But also, it's not only that the children are at ease. Let's not forget that the parents are finding the visits in the barbers very, very stressful as well, because the waiting time for a haircut might be 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks, depending on the time of the year. And obviously, the child is going to find out on the day of the visit that they are going to the barbers, but the parent knows 3 weeks before.
Yeah.
And for those 3 weeks, the parent is feeling stressed out already.
Yeah.
Because they know what they will have to go through with the child.
There'd be some meltdown or something.
Yeah.
And I'd say as well, you know, if they were going into a regular barber shop, you've got only a small amount of time to get them in and get the haircut done. And if the child starts kicking up because they feel so uncomfortable, you're wasting like time for the barber, you're embarrassed, there's other people waiting in the shop. So this is totally focused around their needs and the parents' needs.
That's
so it's great.
That's a very important part of our sensory rooms, that we always have one-to-one appointment with children, and so there are no other children waiting in the same place. We are only with the child and the family in the room, and we have 45 minutes, 1 hour for
Brilliant.
That appointment.
Yeah.
So if there is a need of the child even taking his clothes off because they feel comfy this way, they're free to do it. The rest of the barbershop is just separated. So it's very private space, very calming, and there is absolutely no rules The children are allowed to do whatever they want.
Yeah, amazing. Because, I mean, the haircut might take you 10 minutes, but the fact that you're allocating 45 minutes, nobody's going to feel rushed and you'll get the haircut done. Well, I think it's brilliant what you're doing, Maggie. And I know you're trained in that as well. So you can totally identify with parents and how, and you seem like a very caring person. So congratulations on your brilliant business.
Thank you very much.
It's just great to see it. If anybody would like to have a look at that, I know you're based there at Tyrconnell Road in Inchicore in Dublin, but yes, you're on Instagram. Do you want to give us the Instagram name there so we can have a look?
Yes, so the Cut and Fun, that would be the page for our sensor rooms. Mm-hmm. And Cut and Fun is a part of the Jens Den Barbershop in Inchicore.
So yeah, if you're on Instagram, it is sensory_cut_and_fun. Well, Maggie, thank you so much for coming on. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.